What would you call two oxen hitched together? You'd say you had a
yoke.
A yoke. And if you had four of them, that may, you'd have
a
two.
Team.
Uh-huh. Okay. Talking about cattle, what do you call a little one when it's just born?
Baby calf.
Do you make a distinction whether it's male or female?
Well, you either say it's a bull or heifer.
Bull or heifer calf. Mm-hmm. What about if you had a cow and that cow's name was Daisy, and if she was expecting a calf, you'd say Daisy's going to...
I could say it is all right. But anyway, she's going to have a calf.
I heard you say it.
What was that?
I told you
to
say, that was
going to
find a calf.
Oh,
going to
find a calf?
On a calf.
Uh-huh. Have you ever heard people say, drop a calf?
Yeah, like drop that. A calf.
Mm-hmm. Talk about, talking about horses, what do you call the male horse?
Stud. Mm-hmm.
If you were in mixed company, would you call him anything other than that?
The male.
Just the male. Mm-hmm. What do you call the female horse? She's the...
Mare.
That's the mare. Mm-hmm. And talking about horses, a person might say, well, it sure has been a long time since I've...
Owned a horse or a horse?
Yeah, owned a horse. What do you... Ride a horse?
Ride a horse.
Do you ride horses very much?
Not too much. I used to ride
used
one
to
a little, ride. Not much. Mm-hmm.
Used to have a gray, an iron gray. That's the prettiest thing
ever. Is that right?
Be married.
Mm-hmm. Talking about, you might say, well... I ride a horse now. If you did it yesterday, you say yesterday I
rode it.
Uh-huh. And I have
today.
Mm-hmm. I
rode today.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What about if you couldn't stay on the horse, you'd say you fell.
He threw me.
Yeah. He threw me.
Right, or you fell off the horse
off.
Or something like
fell
that.
Off the
well, what about, let's say a little child went to sleep and the next morning he woke up on the floor. He might say, well, my goodness, I must have...
Let him pull on the bit.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What do you call those things that you put on a horse's feet for protection?
Shoes.
The horseshoes.
Horseshoes.
Have you ever heard of people playing a game with those things?
Yes, sir.
What do they call that?
Pitching. Let me see.
Just call it pitching horseshoe. Yeah.
Pitching horseshoe.
Just pitching horseshoe.
Mm-hmm. Throw it around Ryan Rod out there.
Yeah, right. What about I never was very good at that. Pigeon horseshoe. What do you call the parts of the horse's feet that you put the shoes on? They're the what?
They're the hoops.
Uh-huh. Okay. What about, I asked you, you said that there weren't many sheep raised around here, but do you know what you call the male sheep?
Really, I don't.
Have you ever heard it called the ram?
Yeah, didn't you mention it, the ram?
Uh-huh.
Ram.
Do you know what the...
And the ewe.
And the ewe is the female. Mm-hmm. What do people raise sheep for anyway?
Wool.
For the wool? Mm-hmm. I'm talking about hogs a minute ago. What is the male hog? He's the what?
What's he?
The male hog.
He's a boar.
The boar, uh-huh. And what do you call a little one when it's first born?
Pig.
A pig.
A pig.
Is there anything between a pig and when it's full grown?
Shoot.
That's a shoat, in between. Mm-hmm. What about, what would you call a male hog that's been altered?
Bar.
A bar? Mm-hmm. You say you, if you don't want him to grow up into a boar, you have to...
Castrate him.
Uh-huh. Have you ever heard people call that anything else?
That's what I always heard it called.
Uh-huh. Or do people say you had to cut him or something
yeah,
like that?
Yeah, heard that then.
Okay. What do you call those, talking about a hog, what do you call those stiff hairs on a hog's back?
Bristle.
Bristles. Uh-huh. And you know, those teeth that some of them
tushies.
Have?
Mm-hmm.